Isn't that beautiful that you know that he paid it all for you?
He did. How many of you have just all of a sudden experienced a bill just be paid off and you know you weren't the one that paid it? Huh? Have you ever experienced it? If you haven't, let me tell you, it's real. Some things can just show up in your account and not know where it came from, and it's because God saw fit to pay it off. This is the year of debt cancellation. This is a year where everything that has had you held up is going to loose you into your prophetic destiny. And if you don't understand not one word I'm saying, know this, that he paid it all for you. Oh, he is good all by himself. He didn't create you just so that you can sit here and wonder who he is, wonder what he's about. He is good all by himself. The Bible says, darling, that if you don't praise me, I'm going to make the rocks praise me. What you said? The rocks? The rocks are going to praise him. Has no vocal cord, has no voice, has no mouth. But how is it that the rocks can praise him? Isn't it something? What happened? How is the rocks going to praise me? Every creation gives their worship and praise back to the Creator. Even the ones that deny the Creator. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, I hit someone's nerve right now. And you're in here. You're in here. I hit somebody's nerve. That somebody is a spirit. And if you don't understand that, find the truth in the Word of God and watch that everything that has been on earth points to the truth in the Bible. And every philosopher that has tried to build upon a foundation that is not truth has no bias on anything because it's built on a lie. Every manuscript that has been written in history points to the truth, which is the Bible. It is not a book that you read that is just a story. They're facts. And if we understand the facts that the Bible is true today, yesterday, it will stand the test of time forever. Amen? But he's also speaking of your blessing. Do you understand that? The blessings of God did not pass away in the Old Testament. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I don't have to bring a bull to this church to give as an offering. Maybe in Kenya they bring you a goat. I witnessed it. They'll bring you a chicken. Oh, they'll bring you a little pig too. A pig. Squealing and all. And like most of you, like, oh, you take it home with you. You wouldn't even give it to God. Oh, no, I'm not going to sacrifice it. The sacrifice that you brought up, sir, is telling you that something that you have raised, something you have fed, is something that you have kept, it is something that is close to you, that it's attached to you. Don't go and get somebody else's animal. Wait a minute. Don't go and get somebody else's animal that you did not labor for. That you didn't sacrifice for. I'm just going to stay right here. Don't go and get something to offer to God that you haven't labored through. Because God requires something that's going to hurt. What does God require? In the Old Testament, it was blood. For the atonement of sin. Right? Correct? Blood. So that your whole family and your household could be blessed. So then the New Testament, God says, you know what? I'm sick and tired of all this stuff that you're messing up because the high priest is messing up all the time. I'm going to send you the final. The if that it is finished high priest. that would shed his blood for you and pay the ultimate price for you. Everybody says, well, I know that I'm saved because I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm saved. That's not where it ends.
Amen.
That's where it begins.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Your life is being transformed. Your mind is being renewed. And you're stepping into what God has ordained for you. But if you only stop at the cross, you're only on this side of the Jordan. And he has so much more for you on the other side.
Yes, you do, Lord.
Woo! So we got some people that think, well, you know what? As long as I'm going to heaven, I'm all right. Well, if that's the case, then you're living in the hell that you have created in all your life. And you continue to wonder why I can't get past what I'm going through in my life. Maybe we have to go through a season of change.
Hallelujah. Yes, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to go and do some sort of announcement, but no. 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 Let's get started. Is it all right? Is it all right we get started? Okay, good. I'm going to get started. It is 10:55 right now. I welcome all of those on the podcast to the House of Manna. And today's message is entitled, The Blessing Blockers That Choke Out Life in You. Today's message is the first one will be the renewal of the mind. The renewal of the mind. If you would, please turn in your Bibles to Numbers 32, verse 1 through 13. Numbers 32, verses 1 through 13. The blessing blockers in your life. If you're taking notes, please make sure you take good notes. Amen. Amen. Let me get through the formalities. I welcome you all to the House of Manna. It is so grateful to see all these smiling faces. Even in the rain, they came. Oh, even in the cold, they came. They kicked off those covers and said, God has a word for me. We may be in 2015, but this just because it's the turn of the calendar year, our new year actually started back last year. You understand that? Whew. I hope you understand that we are in a place that God has for us. Numbers 32. Verse 1 through 13. I'll begin reading at verse 1. The Reubenites and the Gadites. This kind of sounded like the good day, mate. But Gadites, who had very large herds and flocks, saw that the lands of Jazer and Gilead were suitable for livestock. So they came to Moses and Eleazar, the priest, and to the leaders of the community and said, Atarah, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elealeh, Sebon, Nebo, and beyond, the land of the Lord subdued before the people of Israel are suitable for livestock, and your servants have livestock. If we have found favor in your eyes, they said, let this land be given to your servants as our possession. Do not make us cross the Jordan. You might want to underline that in your Bible. You may want to underline that. Make note of that. Verse 6 says, Moses said to the Gadites and Reubenites, should your fellow Israelites go to war while you sit here? Why do you discourage the Israelites from crossing over into the land the Lord has given them? This is what your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to look over the land. And after they went up the valley of Eshcol and viewed the land, they discouraged the Israelites from entering in the land the Lord had given them. Verse 10, the Lord's anger was aroused that day, and he swore this oath, because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, not one of these who were 20 years old or more when they came up out of Egypt will see the land I promised an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not one. Say it with me. Except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun, for they have followed the Lord wholeheartedly. The Lord's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years until the whole generation of those who had done evil in his sight was gone.
Lord, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it is true. I thank you that it is life. And I thank you it is a blueprint, Father, for the kingdom of God in which we are to inherit, in which we are walking in and have dominion in. Father, I thank you that we're not waiting for the kingdom to come. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Father, I thank you that we are an understanding people, that we are not to be the same wandering in a wilderness because we settle in mediocrity, complacency. But we are a people that want to obtain the promise. So, Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap if you believe that the word is for you. Oh, come on now. I'm just trying to get you ready for the game today. There's a game that is going to be played today that I have prophesied and said that this season was a year where these, what do they call them? The Cowboys? The Cowboys. They call it America's team. Look. Y'all can get all mad all you want. I hate that. You love to hate them. But I told you that this season would be different because there wasn't anybody that was trying to say, look at me. They learned how to come together. Where? In adversity. How did they start the season? With adversity. Even the owner didn't have faith in them. But they themselves had faith in themselves. If they could just gather together, unite together, rally together, and stand and fight together. So you're going to preach on the Dallas Cowboys? No, I'm going to tell you that we are people that are united. We are people that are going somewhere. Right? If we're to go to the airport and we're all going in the same direction, everybody has a ticket. Everybody has a seat. Everybody has a place and where they're traveling to. But we all have to be going in the same direction. What happened in this particular scripture? We have two tribes that said, I don't want to go over there because this looks fine from me here. We have a lot of livestock. Did you read that? So in other words, they were settling for what they already had. Oh, we're blessed. Don't make us go across the Jordan. We don't want to fight. We love us, not fight us. They didn't say that? Just kind of read into that one. They didn't want to go over and fight on the other side of the Jordan because they realized something. We have what we need. We're not in Israel. I mean, we're not in Egypt anymore. We left the place of bondage, but we're going to stay here and not listen to what God said for us to do. We're just going to stay here. We're not going to go where God told us to go. We're just going to stay here. You read that. And what happened? They didn't follow God wholeheartedly. We can be our own blessing blocker when we settle. When we settle and get complacent in where we're at. Somebody help me here. Have you gotten so comfortable where you're at thinking that everything's okay? Then you're never going to get to that place that God has called there. You'll stay right where you're at called here. You'll never experience the there when you're here. You're afraid of the there because the there is not here. It may be over there, but it's not here. And if it's not here, how can you obtain what God has given you? Yeah. It starts off with the mind. Because they said, we have enough flock. We have enough herds. God was trying to take them out of a place of what they had into a place of his overflow. Do you understand some of your mothers and fathers in here? You don't want to give your children just enough, do you? Don't answer if you say, well, yeah, I'm going to teach them a lesson. They're spoiled. They're spoiled. Spoiling only comes because you love them. That's all right. So when you really spoil them is when you spare the rod.
Whew, I got a flashback for a minute there. Woo! I ain't gonna spoil. But look. God wants us to enjoy His benefits, His blessings. He wants us to obtain the blessing. I said, Pastor, why are you always talking about blessings? Okay, let me be a preacher that's going to curse you. You want that?
No.
Let me curse you to hell. You're going to hell because you're a sinner. You don't look at J-Lo on TV. You already sinned. Going to hell. You in that fast right now. You shouldn't be looking at TV. Going to hell. Each and every one of you. I don't know what kind of preaching that is. All I know is that if I don't want to go to heaven is where you're going to be. The devil even looks at the kind of preacher like I said, you ain't, I don't want you here either. You got to understand something. God wants to keep His children blessed. His intention is to make sure you understand that His goodness and His benefits are for you now. Oh, it is better to be blessed in heaven than it is here on earth. What do you need to have money in heaven for? To pay the bills. What bills? He paid it already. I'm going to get my healing when I get to heaven. That's an oxymoron because there's no sickness in heaven. Well, that's my ultimate healing. Here on earth, I just have to suffer. He suffered for you. So you don't have to suffer.
Amen.
He left the riches of heaven, was made poor. And many people say that Jesus was poor. He was not poor here on earth either. So that you can become rich and partake in the inheritance.
Amen.
Oh, God. You know, I'm trying to stay on track. How many of you have seen the TBN network where now, watch this, they got very smart. Real smart. Watch this. Some of y'all ain't going to like this, but I'm going to do it anyhow. Now they do commercials about your will when you die. If you don't have anybody that makes a will, and if you know what, if you die and you don't have a will, guess what? The government's going to decide who's going to go to you. So why don't you make a will and go ahead and make us a beneficiary? It's on there. Don't get mad at TBN. You know what they're saying? I know you're ignorant. That's what they're saying. So let me help you. If you don't want to deal with your inheritance the right way, let me take it from you legally. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Or you want to go ahead and leave your millions that you have stashed, you know, all in the shoe boxes and the mattresses and in the walls and everything, and you want to leave it to your dog or your cat. Yeah, read the tabloids. I just see it all the time. Or because you know your car is your place of worship, you know, so you're gonna want to be buried in your car because you want to have your car with you in heaven. And if you really, really think about this, there's kind of, you know, these false religions that are out there. Well, let me just say, there's 10 virgins waiting for you. Mm-hmm. 10 virgins waiting for you. Can I help you with something? There ain't no flesh and no sex in heaven. Have they lost their mind to think, I got 10 virgins waiting for me when I get to heaven? What you going to do with them? Nothing. Some people just, you know, they just don't understand. They follow anything that comes their way. Oh, you know, I'm going to be that. Everybody else is doing it. Why not me? I'm going to tell you why not. Because you'll perish in the hell that you've created. God wants His children blessed.
Amen.
Blessed.
Yes,
for some of you Muslims in here that have a background in following Muhammad, the line of the road just ended because Muhammad never rose. Don't get mad at me. Find it in history where he rose again. oh, somebody that want to follow Buddha and all your yogas and stuff like that. The end of the road is when he died. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Shoot. Some of you want to go and follow these crystals that you pull up from the ground. Guess who created the crystals? Look into it and find your future in it. It don't speak to you, does it? No, it doesn't. Or some of you that got all this superstitious stuff, you know, that eight ball, with, shall I go and follow after this man? Notice, watch this, watch this. It's a black ball with a triangle in it as an eye. And now you're shaking it so that the eye can speak to you. You've asked something in a demonic realm to speak to you. You've opened it into your life. I used to have three of them when I was growing up. It's a lie. What? Am I going to pass this test today? Likely not. This one's broken. Will I get caught cheating? Most definitely. This one's broken too. You know, we look for answers in everything. You know, we want to know something about the future. And the only thing that ever speaks of future is the Word of God. Period. Oh, I don't know who you are that is in here. Jesus. Class is in session. Your karma is going to be your dharma. Your karma has nothing to do with God and luck. Here is what karma represents. What you sow is what you reap, which is a biblical principle that God has instituted from the beginning of time. And you want to steal something from the Word of God and make it your own. Let's not take away just little things. Let's bring in the dharma, the reverse effect of it. Because when you do something that is in vain, vanity, something of manipulation and control is going to come back on you. There's always a positive and negative to keep the balance in this life. Oh, I've got to be careful because I want to come back and I don't want to be no dog. I want to be a tree. I don't know why I'm here, but somebody is in here just contemplating whether or not who they're following. I'm telling you one thing, man. Whoever you are, Jesus is the only one that raised people from the dead. Jesus is the only one that healed the sick, cleansed the leper. And Jesus was the only one that sat and ate with sinners. Well, wait a minute. We're not supposed to be sinners. You are a sinner. If it wasn't for his blood, you'd still be a sinner going to hell. Now get your attention now. If you don't know you're saved, say, yes, Lord, I believe. And then you go to heaven. It's that simple. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
That simple. Oh, but we need steps. We need steps to make sure that we're going to get there. I'll show you the steps. Go to the cross. Lift up your hands. Open your mouth. Confess and believe in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead. Hey! And he saved you to having to pay the price for your sin. There are the steps for you because everybody wants steps. Seven steps to success in your life is you need to do this, you need to do that. Guess where they got that from? Bible. Sure.
Glory to God.
Preacher in the house now. Preacher in the house.
No, that was good. That was good.
Some of y'all don't understand. Get back, Pastor, because you don't went this way. You went left. I stay left because Benjamin was a left-handed person. Benjamin knew how to go after a blessing and not let go. Benjamin had an attitude like a wolf, a ravenous wolf, and say, I'm going to get mine, and I'm going to gather together as a ravenous wolf does in packs, and I'm going to go after my blessing. I'm going to get five times greater than everybody else. Why? Because the blessings of God increase in your life when you follow after God's own heart. Trying to get to this. I'm only on point one. I'm only on point one. Oh, wait a minute. Go to the next one. I made PowerPoints. Yeah, get pretty. Look at Marty. God, where are you? You know? Romans 12:2. Go to the next slide. And do not be conformed to this world. They should have put a period there. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You notice the perfect does not say permissible, does not say your will, but his perfected will. Not what he says, okay, you want to go that way? I'll permit you. How many you know that when you start doing things your way? Yeah, it turns out real good, doesn't it? We have to not be conformed to this world. See, in the scripture that I read before that, we had a tribe that conformed to this world. And they stayed beyond the line of blessing. They stayed on this side as opposed to stepping in to newness. 2015 is going to be newness in the body of Christ, where he brings about the newness from the kingdom here on earth. You're going to experience things you've never experienced. Things are going to take place in your life that you never could be explained. But all of a sudden, things are about to show up on your behalf. Amen. Why is that going to happen? Because God is going to be revealed in his goodness. His goodness. You understand that? If you have an image of God always judging you, striking you down, and that he is that fierce God that you can't get near God, then you have the wrong image of God.
Amen.
Why do you think he sent Jesus down? God was saying, y'all think I'm mean. So Jesus said, ooh. Y'all don't know that show. Horseshack, baby, from Walking Back. Ooh. And they asked, what is it? Send me, Daddy. Send me, Dad. And when they see me, they'll see you. Maybe it'll change the way they see you. Maybe they'll have an understanding of who you really are. Send me, Daddy. Send me. I'm not afraid to stay and you know, get caught up in the world. Because I have a mindset knowing that I only do what you do. I only say what you say. And I've got to tell them what's up here to know it's for them down there. Send me, God. Send me. So then he comes and he shows us a whole different picture. A whole different picture of who God really is. Did he not? Because Jesus only sat around with the religious folks, right? He only spoke kindly to the religious folks. He always loved on the religious folks. Did he not? Oh, I love my Sadducees. No? I love my Pharisees. No. He sat amongst those that were cast out. He said, wait a minute. They don't love you? I'll come to your house. See, you know what? I love Jesus. You know why? He don't ask to go to your house. He just goes. He said, I ain't waiting for no invitation. You know why? Because most of you won't invite me in. Zacchaeus was up in a tree. Hey, come down here. I'm going to go to your house. Come on.
I didn't clean. It ain't the 15. I ain't got my stamps yet. I ain't got no food. He said, you don't know I'm the bread of life? You ain't heard about the other stories? I'll make it rain up in here. Come on. Not my Bible says it like that. So Zacchaeus went. He went into Zacchaeus. Did he ask Zacchaeus, can I come to your house? No. Did he ask Mary and Martha, can I come to your house? No. No, most of the time, they said people like, no, we don't want Jesus in our business. No. Not Jesus. Jesus judges. What about the woman that came at his feet? Broke open an alabaster box of oil that irritated everybody else but Jesus. Jesus said, go ahead, girl, shoo. Dolly? And then they got all mad. They could have sold this perfume and we could have fed the hungry. We could have fed the poor. Really, what about all the money you've been stealing? How come you don't go do it? She did what was right. Jesus never rebuked her. Who did he rebuke? The religious mindset. He rebuked him. Why? God the Father wants you blessed and in his presence. He wants you to know that you can come to him anytime. So when Jesus said, it is finished on the cross, he said, before that, Daddy, rip the veil so they can come and have access to you. Rip the veil. Let me pay the price once and for all. That's what Jesus did. I love it that even the thief that was hanging right next to him on the cross. Don't forget me. Jesus looks over and says, today. Today. You will be with me in paradise. Isn't that a blessing? There was no steps there, was there? No steps to success. No steps on how to get to Jesus. No steps that you got to go knock on every single door. And you got to evangelize. And you got to tell them. And you got to ride your bike everywhere. You got to do this. You got to. He said, would you quit with all those works? Some of y'all are like, Pastor, why are you driving on there? Because you know what? I'm sick and tired of everybody else working so hard for their belief, but the Christians sit on their derriere. Well, I'm not called to that ministry. You've been called to the kingdom of God. Go out there and do what God said for you to do. Don't be like these tribes. I'm good here. I'm good. I'll be all right here. But God was saying, I'm going to take you someplace. But if you want to stay in mediocrity and complacency and not move with me, that's what he said. In Luke 11:23, this is what he said. Jesus made it clear that the Lord does not tolerate complacent attitudes when he said, whoever is not for me is against me. We're either going to progress or we're going to regress. Turn him up. Zephaniah 1:12. And it came about at the time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are stagnant in spirit, who says in their hearts, the Lord will not do good or evil. Oh, let me just park it right there. I'm going to put this thing apart, put the emergency brake on. For some of you feel that God isn't going to bless you. I'm just happy being saved. God wants to bless you to show his goodness to you. He wants to show you how much he loves you. And if some of you have a relationship with your earthly father that you say he was distant, then you don't have a true understanding of the Father said he came from a distance to be with you. He left his throne to come and be with you.
He doesn't want you in a season of complacency. He doesn't want you to be complacent and stagnant in spirit. He wants you to obtain the promises. Don't stay on this side of the Jordan and say that it's good, because it's not good. Don't settle for what you think God has given you when He didn't give it to you. They came into it having cattle, having their herds. Some of you entered into the kingdom of heaven when you got saved and you were blessed with all the money that you had. And you think that you obtained it by your own works. Matthew 6:19 says, "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Jesus is telling us not to settle. Don't settle. Obtain the promises. Cross over the Jordan. Don't stay on this side. Cross over. In Judges 18 is an overview of complacency. There's another tribe that wanted to settle on this side of the promise. And what happened is they were led into sin by stealing idols and making idols in that land. Do you understand? We're talking about four tribes in the Bible that had a tendency to want to stay on this side of the promise of God. And what I have seen in many, many people across the land, that people get comfortable where they're at. People get comfortable where they're at. Don't get comfortable. Do not get comfortable. Because you being comfortable will lead you into a place of complacency, into a place of being stagnant. James 4:17. "For anyone who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for them it is sin." Oh, but I got grace. Not when you know that it's the wrong thing to do and you do it. You've just negated grace. Now you're going to be asking for mercy from God. Yeah, he's starting to sound like that preacher talking about sin now. This world is just like that. It's all full of sin. You can look to your neighbor, to your left and right. Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at him. Look at him. Stare at him. Tell them they're a sinner. I dare you. Dare you. Guess what? Because the one that you said that you're a sinner, they said you're a sinner too, right? Jesus didn't come to do that. He came to say, "You're righteous. Not because of your works or what you've done, but because of me, the righteousness of God that is in you at all times." Now look to your neighbor and say, "You're blessed. You're blessed." Look to your other, blessed. Look to your other, blessed. Say, "You're blessed. You're blessed." Now look to the neighbor behind you. Look, look, look. See, now everybody's looking at the back of the head, right? Watch this. Watch this. Say this. Move forward. What are you saying? I'm going to push you forward into your destiny. Don't stay on this side. Don't stay on this side of the Jordan. When he wants you to cross, you cross. See, what happened was these tribes knew the people on that side, they're big. They're giants. See, they looked at the opposition as opposed to the blessing. But what did he say? Except Joshua and Caleb. Because they followed me wholeheartedly. Isn't that beautiful? Can we just get the people of God to follow them wholeheartedly? Can we get them? Huh? Okay, three of y'all will follow wholeheartedly. The other, well, you try to figure it out. It's all right. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Do not trust your own insights." Oh, because I read a lot of books, I'm smart. Because I know a lot of different theologians. I know a lot of philosophies. I know a lot of educational speakers. I know a lot of people, they have success seminars. And guess how they hook you?
With money.
Oh, look at this check stuff. Look at that. $6,000 in just one transaction.
Okay.
Money don't buy you happiness. Some of y'all are like, well, would it make it easier? No, it doesn't. Money only makes you more of what you are when you didn't have it. If you don't know how to act right when you're broke, but when you get a little jingling in your pocket, you think you're going to act right? No, you're going to act even more, throw it off. Because you think that money gives you power. Money makes you manipulate and control. Because you think it's power. When you understand who your provider is. When your money gets funny at the end of the month, because it don't want to show back up, he shows up. And he makes a way where there is no way. See, he has a plan for us. His plan is, and he tells us, I have made you the head, not the tail. I have blessed you coming in and going out. Why? Because you are his children, not his servants. Servants have a mentality that they serve a master. Like a slave. You've been loosed and set free. Into your promises. It's time to go and possess the promises. Now don't do like everybody else does when they have all this inheritance that has come their way. And then they go and spend it all. And blame God for it. You were out of debt and now you put yourself back in debt. Blame God. You got to pay this. Nah, you made that debt. You made it. Well, I was faith in it. I was proclaiming. I laid hands on it. Did I tell you to? Well, you did all this naming and proclaiming, but didn't mean that you were supposed to obtain it. You need to learn to wait on me. When you wait on me, I'll make things happen for you. The problem is you don't know how to wait. Yeah. Has God ever told you, be still? You know that scripture that comes up all the time? And that's not me. That's because we get to that point. Where, be still and know that I'm God. Ah, oh, Lord, here we go. Another season. Be still. I'm being still, God. Still nothing happening. So I guess I must go and do something now, right? So what happens? Complacency and mediocrity keeps you in that place of bondage. And you'll never get to your promise. So what is the first lesson here? Is you got to renew your mind. Renew your mind on how you see God. You know, we can't see God. All through Scripture, there's a mirror of Him. His name is Jesus. For He is God. He said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, Jesus never had sin. Jesus didn't even think of sin. He thought of your sin. And He still came for you. Understand that? Sometimes it feels like it's too hard to live right for God. I think it's better for us to live for God than to not live at all. Deuteronomy 28:13 says, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord, your God that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top and never at the bottom. That's the promise of God right there. That's the promise of God. Wednesday and then on Sunday I'm going to continue on and give you the other four blessing blockers in your life. The next one is negativity. Negativity will stop you from inheriting the blessing that God has for you. But you got to understand that God has you on your path to your destiny. And in your destiny, you're going to be challenged. You understand that, right? You're going to be challenged. Oh, but you know, as long as I go to church, pay my tithes, I'll be all right. No, it says as long as you obey God. When you obey God, not man. Not man. Pastor, I'm not supposed to listen to you. Take it up with God. Take it up with God. If he sent you here, in this house, the Bible tells you to respect the authority of the house. To submit to the authority of the house that God has placed over your life. Ain't no one controlling me. You ain't gonna control me. Does everybody get all in? I went to go get some food for the kids last night. And there was an issue. Took a little bit longer than before, and I'm sitting at the back like, would you just shut up? I wanted to say, you know y'all want to say it too. There's just some people that just keep rattling on and making everybody nervous. Everybody nervous because they just carrying on. And then I just watched. What's this lady going to do? Or then she went off and... You know me, something wrong with your neck, lady? I wanted to so bad, you know, but I'm fasting, so I got to be holy and, you know. Because, you know, when you're fasting, you don't want to mess up. You don't want to lose the favor of the Lord. Be careful. My mouth wanted to go, girl. It did. I was like, oh, good. You know why? Because my stuff was ready. I knew what I wanted. When I got there, I told the person what I wanted. It was ready. But I had to wait behind this person that was indecisive and always changing the order to cause confusion. And I've been around people like that. I know why they do it, so they can get free stuff. I've been there. I know that. I didn't say I did it. Y'all are bad. I said I've been there. I understand that. Why'd you stop playing? You cause confusion so that they just give in so they can shut you up and get you out and you leave with more than what you ordered for free. I wanted to so bad to tell the woman, I said. So I waited and I'm sitting there watching my plates get cold. You know I'm on a fast. My neck went like. So now the manager steps up. She goes, no, I'll handle her. Authority stepped in, calmed her down, realized what she was trying to do, said, oh, I'm going to start your order over. And everybody else is going to go ahead of you. Well, they, you ain't going to do it. She goes, I'm going to do whatever I want to do because I can refuse service to you. See, she got this. I ain't got to say a word. The Lord worked for me that night. I was about to be a sinner while I was fasting. I was about to start calling down hell and brimstone to fall upon the lady. I was about to say you cursing the people of God. I was about to go off. But authority stepped in, rightful authority stepped in, calmed the situation. Realize what she was trying to do. Talking to you about food. Look at him. And then she says, sir, go ahead. Don't miss that. What something that was holding you back, that was causing confusion and chaos in front of you, authority steps in and says, oh, wait a minute. I see what the problem is. You go ahead. And it will never be the same again. Josh, was your plate have a little extra rice and a little extra chicken in it? It was full, wasn't it? This is what the woman did, the manager did. Because it was sitting there a while, she put more on both plates. I was right after this woman, and trust me, I don't have nails, but I was doing like a Joseph. Praise God. And that's what she said. You go ahead, sir. And I'll fix this with her. See, the rightful authority is going to step in for you. And bring you to the head. And not the tail. Hey! I hope you're here. Stand to your feet if you would, please. Stand to your feet. It was just Panda Express. Panda Express was no express when you get behind chaos. But as long as you know how to be still. Got a message just standing in Panda. Be still and know that I'm God. And I'll bring you to the front. I said, that wasn't all prophetic. That just so happened. Nothing's happenstance. It showed me something about the principle of God. It says, when you think that all kind of confusion and chaos is going on in front of you, don't think that I don't know what's going on. My authority will step in and bring you to the front of the line. Because I will make you the head and not the tail. I'll bless you coming in and going out. How many of you want to be blessed like that? Raise your hands. Keep them up. Keep them up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you in advance that we are what you have declared in our life. We are not the head. We are above the head because we stand with you in heavenly places. We're not the tail or beneath the tail. We are the righteousness of God. And Lord, that we obey every command. And we follow you wholeheartedly. God, you bless us coming in and going out. It is our responsibility to renew our mind and not to settle in mediocrity or to be complacent or stagnant in spirit, but to pursue after you with all our heart, mind, and soul. Father, I just thank you that as a people that stand here today, we are a people that are about to transcend into a new destiny, a new place in you, God, a new dimension of revelation of who you are. God, I thank you that the path that you have laid before us, Father, has been straightened out so that we can follow the path that you have placed before us. And though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me all the days of my life. God, I thank you that you are our shepherd, and I shall not lack for nothing. God, I just thank you right now. That we stepped into a new season, a new day. And there is a fresh anointing coming our way. God, I thank you. As we stand with our hands lifted up, God, we surrender our will to you. And we say yes to you. And Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. All of God's children said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to high five your neighbor and say, we're going in. High five your neighbor, we're going in. And we're taking over. With authority. Come on, high five them, high five. I want to hear some pop, pop, pop. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We're taking over. We're taking over. In authority. In Jesus' name. Do you believe it? Now give a shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Because it's his nature for him to be good. It's his nature. Give me just a quick minute if you don't mind, please. Just a quick minute. That's all. Just a quick minute. Just quick minute. Brother, I want to bless you. I want to bless you. And let you know that your hands, that everything you touch will be blessed. You have creativity, insight. You're a leader. You know how to lead people. You know how to manage. And I see that God is getting ready to bring an increase to you. I'm not talking money yet. I'm talking about promotion. There's a promotion and a position that God has created for you, and you're about to step in it. The season of lack, and I don't mean a lot of lack, but there's been a season of lack in direction of where you're going. God's about to bring clarity to where you're supposed to be. You're blessed, man. You're blessed. The jokers that come around that kind of talk about you because they don't understand you, know this, man. God called you to be a leader. You're blessed. You're blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your name, man?
Brad,
you got a good heart, man. You got a good heart. Keep fighting for the people that can't fight for themselves. You're a fighter, I see you. Not because you're big and all that, but I know it because I feel you squeezing my hand and like, oh, Lord Jesus. You're a good man. You got a good heart, man. And you always look out for those that can't fight for themselves. I see you walking with a troop behind you, and you're always looking out for those that can't make it to the end, and you're the one that rallies them to get them to the front. Continue to be that way. Watch how you will be rewarded. You're a blessed man, sir. Blessing. Woo! Hallelujah! Ain't God good? Oh, he's good. Oh, he's good. I want to do some shouting. Something? Give me something. Fast. I don't want none of this. Fast. Give me something. On your way out, I want you to hug someone and tell them you love them and that you're the head and not the tail. Get your donuts, your coffee and stuff. We will see you on Wednesday. Amen. Hey, there's calendars back there in the back. Give them calendars on the way out, all right?